The conversation around AI development is heavily pivoting toward enterprise implementation and workflow strategy. If you are serious about automation, advice from r/AI Automations suggests that the time to learn these skills is now, because the agentic era is predicted to significantly change how businesses operate. It appears that understanding foundational concepts like Python and then applying them through tools like n8n or Playwright is the most practical approach for beginners. But perhaps the most valuable insight came when discussing lead generation automation. Experts strongly advise against getting stuck on which tool to use first. Instead, you must map out your ideal process. Define your target customer, determine the qualification steps, and only then begin building a small, functional system to execute that defined workflow in sequence. In short, focus on fixing your process or data quality problems first, because most lead generation issues are not actually AI problems. Shifting focus to content creation, r/AI Writing Hub users are debating how to make AI output more descriptive. The key takeaway here is that mere prompting isn't enough. Instead of just asking the AI for details, you need to provide it with a detailed structure or framework first, and then ask the model to flesh out the prose based on your provided blueprint. Regarding major models and platform stability, several threads addressed user concerns about increasing gatekeeping. Anthropic users are noticing new mandatory identity verification requirements for accessing certain advanced models, which is causing concern among long-time subscribers. This has spurred a noticeable shift toward open-source alternatives, with many users noting that while proprietary tools offer great features, open models can now provide similar quality at dramatically higher token throughput and better productivity rates. In the realm of Google's Gemini, discussions highlight ongoing improvements in stability and complex task handling. While leaks predict continued high performance for upcoming models, community members are celebrating specific instances where the model successfully handled massive, multi-stage coding or complex programming tasks, suggesting a recent push toward more consistent power. As users navigate these technical shifts, some are finding advanced controls like temperature settings in specialized developer environments rather than directly through consumer apps. Finally, on ChatGPT, general discussion tends to follow humorous and creative prompts. But amidst the fun image generation trends, there's also an interesting thread about maintaining human etiquette when interacting with AI. The conversation highlighted a subtle yet important trend. As we integrate these powerful tools into our daily lives, users are actively debating how to keep using fundamental human manners, like saying please and thank you, to ensure the technology doesn't erode conversational politeness.